As I alluded to in previous videos, older generations of Black people who faced a more intense and overtly hostile world of racism and also bore witness to really ugly images and experiences of crime and violence from their own people in Black neighborhoods were very susceptible to a line of thinking that said that Black people's biggest problems was themselves, and that if we just rejected the uglier and negative aspects of Black life and culture and focused more into mimicking what we saw from whiteness, that we would be better off as a people. And to be fair, this isn't wholly untrue. Being closer to whiteness has always been good for people of color. So lighter skinned Black people with certain types of hair or phenotypical features or even names are historically much more likely to fare better in America under white supremacy. But as I alluded to in the Edgelord video and other videos, crime and criminality is socially determined by poverty and lack in environment and structural barriers, and the ability of a handful of Black folks to effectively maneuver white supremacy using what we call respectability politics is not a real solution to the issues that Black people face. The core factor to crime in Black communities is how these communities are designed and policed, not how the people behave or wear their hair or wear their pants.